Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 3rd. Tesla announced plans to install 4,000 superchargers in China this year in order to support its growth in the market. Over the last 5 years, Tesla has deployed over 2,500 supercharger stalls in over 150 cities. At their Shanghai office last week, the automaker announced its plan to deploy 4,000 superchargers in the country for the year of 2020 alone. Tesla's announcement of a major expansion of its supercharger network in China comes as the sales in the country are rapidly accelerating due to the production at Gigafactory Shanghai. A rumor is circulating about Tesla and the British government working together on finding a location for a factory in England. After announcing that Tesla's first factory in Europe would be in Berlin, CEO Elon Musk said that Tesla looked into the UK as a possible location, but found it to be what he called too risky. Now, in a report in Property Week, they claim that Tesla and the Department for International Trade in the UK is seeking a 4 million square foot site for Tesla to build an electric vehicle research, development, and manufacturing plant. The department indeed confirmed that it was looking into a site related to electric vehicle research and development, but it didn't confirm that it was working with Tesla. We will update listeners when more substantiation comes to light. Tesla has started to indicate that it is going to expand its software offering, including a subscription to its full self-driving package, and analysts are starting to consider this new revenue stream as a massive opportunity. Morgan Stanley has been exploring the impact of the full self-driving package on Tesla's business model, and in a note to clients last week, the firm wrote, quote, "Tesla is the only company today, to the best of our knowledge, that is fully monetizing its autonomous driving assets at scale. This can potentially provide a large competitive advantage for both a consumer value proposition perspective and technological advancement perspective, given the large amount of data that Tesla is able to collect from its vehicle fleet versus traditional OEMs. However, the firm believes that there are many risks to achieving such a scenario, including regulations, the take rate being affected by expansion in other countries, and many others." Mercedes-Benz has revealed the first official picture of a production EQS electric car, although it does have a camouflage wrap. Now, despite the wrap, we can see that the German automaker has toned down the production electric sedan compared to the concept that was unveiled. Now it remains to be seen if Mercedes-Benz also has toned down the specs for the EQS, considering that they announced some pretty impressive specs when unveiling the concept in the first place. The UK's Autocar reported this week that Alfa Romeo is preparing its first pure EV as a subcompact SUV. That's about the size of a BMW X1 and smaller than a Volvo XC40. Before this yet unnamed EV arrives, Alfa Romeo will introduce the Tonale, spelled T-O-N-A-L-E, a larger mid-sized SUV with a plug-in hybrid powertrain. The concept version of the Tonale debuted at the 2019 Geneva Motor Show and could provide about 30 miles of all-electric range. Unfortunately, there's no guarantee that the models will come to the U.S. A new study was published today by Environmental Defense and the Ontario Public Health Association. They found that converting all cars and SUVs in the Greater Toronto Area into electric vehicles would cause 313 fewer deaths per year, an estimated social benefit of $2.4 billion. Marianne Hatzapolau, the engineering professor who led the research, said, quote, "I was surprised just how strong the effect was. If you bring it down to an individual level, each electric vehicle replacing a gas-powered one brings nearly $10,000 in social benefits. Those benefits are shared by everyone, not just the people buying the cars." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, according to the United Kingdom data, the country's electricity system continued without coal-fired electricity for the entire month of May. It's now run without coal-fired power for about 55 consecutive days. Wind and solar power supplied around 28% of electricity for the country last month. The International Renewable Energy Agency released a report yesterday that asserted that falling costs of renewables make them a cost-effective investment. Quote, "Renewable power generation technologies are not just competing head-to-head with fossil fuel options without financial support, but increasingly undercutting them, in many cases, by a substantial margin." In March, the state of Virginia passed landmark legislation that requires 30% or more of electricity to come from renewable sources by the year 2030, and it sets a target of 100% net zero by 2050. The law doubled the state's offshore wind goal to 5.2 gigawatts, which will put Virginia third in the country for offshore wind, and creates incentives for 16.1 gigawatts of solar photovoltaics and 2.7 gigawatts of energy storage. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Batch Bicycles announced two step-through e-bikes, aptly named the Batch Step-Through and the Batch Step-Through Plus. Both of the bikes use the Bosch ActiveLine motors, while the Plus model uses the ActiveLine Plus motor. Very fitting. Both bikes offer an in-tube battery mounted where it is almost completely concealed. They both have 700C tires and a 400 watt-hour battery, and a wide dealer network across the states for service and test rides. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.